They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. Beginning the third chapter in the Gospel of Mark, dear people, the Gospel of Mark is full of sick and crippled people coming to present themselves to Jesus, asking him to heal them, or relatives presenting their loved ones who are sick, crippled, and possessed, asking Jesus to heal them, and Jesus then heals them. They initiate, Jesus responds. But in the entire Gospel of Mark, no one does that on the Sabbath. There is no sick or crippled person that comes up to Jesus on the Sabbath and says, "Heal me." Jesus always initiates it on the Sabbath. Why? Because these people are intimidated by the Pharisees. They're sitting in the pews wanting to be healed, but this same hateful look they're giving to Jesus, they would give to the person if they came up and wanted to be healed on the Sabbath. So what I'm getting at is this: not only did Jesus have to have courage to heal this man with the withered hand, this man had to have courage in order to be healed. To stand up and face their glare and not be intimidated and keep focused on Jesus wants to heal me. Where we lack trust in our heart, in order to be healed, there is a fear we have to overcome that tries to get us to move away from that place and scare us, a fear of rejection, a fear of failure, a fear of being alone. And it's in the heart. The Pharisee is trying to scare one away and not just stay there with Jesus to be healed. Let us pray for the grace for Jesus to show us where that is in us and then to stay there with him, to not be pushed around by fear, and just say, "Jesus, heal me."